Former Director General of Pakistan's Military Media Wing, Lieutenant General Retted Asif Ghaffour, issued a stern warning to India on Saturday, stating that New Delhi had repeatedly been cautioned not to test Pakistan's determination. In a post on social media platform X, formerly Twitter, Ghaffour shared the Quranic verse Nasram min Allah wa Fatun Karib, help from Allah and victory is near, alongside messages directed at Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. At Narendra Modi, you were repeatedly warned not to test our resolve and don't mess with Pakistan. Yours is a real terrorist state with its worst display against innocent Kashmiris in Eoj and K. Now stop, else be ready for greater consequences at the hands of Pakistan Armed Forces. Asif Ghaffour, at Peace for Change, May 10, 2025. Modi, you were repeatedly warned not to test our resolve and don't mess with Pakistan, Ghaffour wrote. This is just one post. How would you face Pakistan's armed forces? The former ISPR chief, who previously commanded the Pakistan Army's Quetta Corps, also alleged that X had hidden one of his tweets, which included an image criticizing Indian actions. X hides this post from my TL shared now in picture below. Indian influence? Come on, India. Just a post. How would you face Pakistan armed forces? pic.twitter.com/cbacabcb. Asif Ghaffour, at Peace for Change, May 10, 2025. Tagging the Indian Prime Minister directly, Asif Ghaffour accused India of being a terrorist state and condemned New Delhi's policies in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eoj, calling them a worse display against innocent Kashmiris. The remarks come amid heightened military tensions between India and Pakistan following cross-border strikes earlier in the week, and Pakistan's launch of Operation Bunyan Unmarsoos in response. Pakistan initiated retaliatory action in response to the ongoing Indian aggression in the wee hours of Saturday. As part of the operation, all bases identified as launch points for attacks on Pakistani civilians and mosques are being specifically targeted. Multiple strategic targets are being engaged simultaneously as the operation progresses, security sources confirmed. They stated that Pakistan launched its Al-Fatah missile as part of the ongoing retaliatory operation, naming it in honor of the Pakistani children who lost their lives in recent Indian aggression. They added that Pakistan has neither forgotten nor will ever forget the sacrifice of these innocent children, who were martyred during cross-border attacks by Indian forces earlier this week.